Salt Lake City Today unveiled a plan to bring new life to the area between the Rio Grande Depot and UTA Salt Lake Central Station.
The city's redevelopment agency owns 9 acres on the two blocks between 500 and 600 West and 2nd and 4th South. RDA Executive Director DJ Baxter says part of the vision is creating new housing, business, and a public plaza space there. But might that impact the nearby Gateway Mall or homeless facilities?
I'd say absolutely not on both fronts. We're not building or replicating the Gateway. I don't expect this to compete with the Gateway, but rather to add a lot of new activity to the neighborhood. In fact, if we're successful here, I think it'll actually help the Gateway. In terms of homeless services, there's a pretty robust effort underway right now that the mayor is leading to look really carefully and thoughtfully at what the best future is for both the providers of those services and the patrons of those services. I don't think that anything we're doing here is either intended to or likely to displace those services. In fact, the folks who both work here and utilize those services are a very important part of this neighborhood. So what the redevelopment agency hopes to do is to provide a lot of new investment, a lot of new activity, a new population base here, and a lot of perhaps office and retail services in the neighborhood that should lift all ships, really.
Baxter says they're reaching out to private partners who might want to take part in the development effort.